Good day, everybody, and welcome to the back patio. I'm here to tell you all about some very exciting stuff. Actually, I'm here to talk to you about booze. No, not the alcoholic variety, or the audio variety necessarily, although it might be related to both in some way. But it occurs to me that most people are a little bit clueless when it comes to booze. What a boo actually is, how a boo works, how a boo lives and plays. This was brought to my attention by a dream, and as everyone knows, dreams are the most reliable way to obtain information, and so I thought I would pass along the info that I've received from this dream to those who are curious, and even to those who aren't, by virtue of the fact that inevitably people run across this stuff, even if they don't necessarily care about it. Reminds me of school. But anyway, booze. What are they? What's so great about them? How do they work? Well, the boo is really quite a misunderstood creature, mostly because people generally don't tend to give a second thought to the boo. It turns out that the boo is actually a very integral part of the internet, because they actually keep the internet running. Now, we don't know a lot about them yet, but what we do know is that when a boo is generated, we don't know the process by which a boo is actually generated, but we do know that when a boo is actually generated, it first lives in a maturation chamber, anywhere from 4 to 6 days. This is very similar to those found in the Borg Collective. So a boo starts its life in a maturation chamber. And depending on how long it takes for that particular boo to mature, and by the way, if a boo takes more than 8 days to mature, it is considered a special boo and has to go live somewhere else. But anyway, within the allotted time, the boo pops out of the maturation chamber and begins its life. And what does the boo actually do? Well, first of all, it would probably be beneficial to explain what a boo looks like. Well, the boo generally is a cylindrical creature, anywhere from 4 to 6 inches in length. The purpose of the boo is to interconnect the series of tubes that is the internet. Now, these boos have to be active, and the thing that's kind of funny about this is that by default, unless there is a defect, a genetic mutation, etc., boos are actually very antisocial creatures. They don't like connecting with other boos. Generally, they only have a specific area that they have to concentrate in which they do their job, and they don't really have to interact with any other boos. They just have to interact with other systems. And so, as I said, by their general nature, they are incredibly antisocial. This means that when a boo is bad and has to be punished, they get sent to their version of solitary confinement, which is actually community service. The concept of the community is actually quite foreign to the boo, and so it's actually pretty horrible when they have to undergo community service, probably more so than any other species. But anyway, the boo, as it turns out, is a relatively common thing. It is responsible for, as I said, connecting the tubes. But not only connecting the tubes, but ensuring that the tubes are properly maintained. A boo is retired when it can no longer keep up with the speed of the internet. It has to be a pretty fast thing to deal with all the stuff flowing across the pipes and wires. And when it gets to the point when that can no longer be done, it is sent to retirement. It lives in a boo hive with all the other boos. Boos? I think I just said boos. That is not at all what I meant to say. Those are bad. But yes, they live all together in a boo hive, where each individual boo has its own chamber so that it doesn't have to interact with any of the other boos. If you've ever wondered what a boo actually sounds like, well, here are some examples. This is a mature boo. And this is a slightly less mature boo. So there you go. The sound of the boo. And it also occurs to me in studying this boo in the fashion that I have, that this is all probably a bunch of crap, because I have absolutely no way to verify that any of this is true, given that it was thrown to me in a dream. So if anyone can shed more light on the behavior of boos, that would actually be kind of nice. Feel free to do that in the comment of this particular boo. I guess that's about all, because, as I said, there's not much known about the boo. But I just thought I would throw this little dissertation at you. Well, the closest thing that'll come to a dissertation anyway, from me, because I don't generally do that sort of thing. But anyway, until the next time I come up with something really awesome, I guess that'll be it.